Good evening, my Rabbi. A couple of points before we start. First of all, I was asked to speak about the tests, the optional tests which the issue arranges. So I was asked to speak about them. Part of the international issue revolution is the arrangement of the tests. There is monthly tests. They are totally optional. They're always the way it works. The beauty of the test is it's always a booklet. They've arranged that it's always a booklet. So the tests go according to the booklet. It's multiple choice. It's multiple choice questions, which doesn't make it necessarily easier because they're quite fine questions. The way it works is they're once a month. The tests that downstairs we've arranged for downstairs to be a test center. So it's actually this coming Sunday. It's always on a Sunday. And I've forgotten how many questions it is, multiple choice. They are not easy. There's two levels. There's either with Bialocha or without Bialocha. But about a lot of people get great chizik from doing the tests. It doesn't go through me at all. The system works that there's a test which is to be taken in the test center. And then afterwards, you give me the test. I don't look at them. You get registered. You get a number. I forward it to the European head office, which they forward it to Etzer Soldiger, the Israeli head office, and they mark it. It takes a long time for the results to come back. I think it can be up to 6 to 8. They aim to have results back by 6 to 8 weeks. You get in the post, you get either a check or a letter, which can get, I think that it's between 25 and, I think you can get the maximum would be £55. If you do the highest level with Bialocha and everything, so it's between 25 and 55 pounds. I'm totally uninvolved. I'm just doing a shlichas. It's totally anonymous. You do it all. I've been asked to raise the test again and mention it. It's a lot of people get great chizik from it. They are expecting this month 50,000 people taking the test. Wow. 50,000 people. Which is an increase from last cycle, but that's what they based on the figures, they are expecting 50,000 people to take the test. So if you want to take the challenge, So the truth is that I must be honest that we cover. They do occasionally include questions. It's Shulchan Aruch, it's Mishneh Berurah, they import Mishneh Berurahs, and on some of the Dirshu Ha'oras on the side, they tend to put in as well. There's some on the sides as well. The Shir aims to cover all those points. I don't commit to covering all of them, but we generally have pretty much all the important points we've covered. So I just want to mention that, and with that I've done my duty. Yeah, Musa. So that leads us to another question. So there's a couple of people have mentioned as follows. There is the part of the Dirshu system based on the suggestion of Gdoile Hadoir. The Dirshu cycle actually works. In reality, the Dirshu cycle actually works with the daily Musa Seder as well. Musa, I don't know if Musa is really the absolute accurate word because it's actually going through the Chofetz Chaim Sforim, which you see the booklet. If you've got the booklet, you see in the back it says Zechor LeMiriam, which is a sefer written by the Heilige Chofetz Chaim as well, and it's not. Musa, the way we understand, it's not Mesilas Shoyim Chovetz Halvavos. It's just going through the Sforim of the Heilige Chovetz Chaim. A lot of them on Shmiras Haloshen, other Hadrocha. It's Hashkofa, a lot of it is Hashkofa. It's Hadrocha. It's all from the pen of the Heilige Chovetz Chaim. The tests include, again, as I said, this is the tests always go according to the booklet. And this cycle now they've introduced that the daily Musa learning, the Musa learning is also included in the booklet. So you've got in the bank, you've got actually the Musa learning, which is included in that. In the past, the Shir used to, we had an additional, after the half an hour of the Shir, we had an optional, very much optional, many people had to go and they left, some remained for an additional 5 minutes of learning the Musa. We stopped at one point, I've forgotten why, I think it was, don't remember why we stopped. If there is demand, I'm happily encouraging it. Initially, I thought it's nice to have a rotation system of Balabatim. Eventually, ended up that it wasn't quite a rotation system. But if there is need and there is wish and a desire, I'm more than happy to encourage that. Again, it would be completely optional. People want to stay. People don't want to stay. Don't, you know. So if there is, I'm just mentioning that. If there is wish, and we could do that again. But the tests, the reason why I'm mentioning that is because the tests actually include always, I think it's 3 questions, how many questions? 5 questions of Musa questions as well. They are normally quite easy. Even if you haven't gone through the Musa, it's normally, is it true to say, it's not easy. But yes, there is 5 questions. This is all based on what the Gedolim said, that one should learn a bit of Musa every single day. And the truth is, we learned the Mishnah Berurah as well, Siman Aleph, that I think it was Siman Aleph, that it's right to learn a bit of Musa every day. So I'm just mentioning that. It's a thought or two to explore, and we can discuss it as in the foreseeable future. Right, okay. This is all with regards to the tests. Right. And just to recap, because if somebody wasn't here yesterday, just to recap, the shurim will be throughout the summer month. It will be the formal official time is 8:10, from 8:10 till 8:40, and this is the way Shea is going to be throughout the summer. Mirtz Hashem. Okay, and it's going to be located here. Right. Okay. Tonight, Shea Mirtz Hashem will be discussing, amongst other topics, we'll still be talking a little bit about Asher Yotza. We finished off yesterday the question, what happens if somebody needs to make 2 brachas? He needs to make a bracha of Asher Yotza, and he needs to make a bracha, he needs to bench as well. What comes first? This is one question that we'll be discussing in tonight's shiur. Another question that we'll be discussing shortly is, what happens if somebody needs to say 2 Asher Yotzas? He had to be excused, and then he forgot to say Asher Yotza, or he was unable to say Asher Yotza, and then he had to go again. And now he's got 2 reasons, really, two reasons why he should say Asher Yotza. Does he say 2 Asher Yotzas, or does he only say 1? Does it make sense to 2 Asher Yotza in a row, or does he only say 1? And then Mirtz Hashem will be starting the halachas of Simen Ches, which is Hilchos Tzitzis. We'll be discussing a little bit about how to pon a tzitzis, what is the ideal and the correct and the right way of putting on Talis Gadol in the morning. Let us start with the let's go briefly through Sif Aleph and Siman Zayin. Okay, Din Levoich Birkas Asher Yotza Kol Hayom Achar Tolas Mayim. The halacha of saying Asher Yotza the entire day. Kol Hayom, the entire day, Kshoyis Tzrochov, when he's being excused, Ben Ketanim, Ben Gdoilim, whatever it may be, Mevorech Asher Yotza, he makes the Baruch Asher Yotza, V'loi Al Netilas Yudayim, he will not say the Baruch of Al Netilas Yudayim. Af Even im roitzel ilmoit, even if he goes to learn, oileis pal miad, if he goes to daven. Hago says the Rama, imo yu meluchlochois, hoyu yodov meluchlochois, if your hands were dirty, sheshivshef bohen, that his hands got dirty, afilochi, nevertheless, any mavorich, it does not make a bracha, anantilas yudaim of anantilas yudaim. Says the Mishneh Berurah, seif cotton base, asher yotza, kosev rashal betshuva, the rashal, the heilige marashal in the tshuva is right. Simon says that, Mis Shochal, somebody who ate Dovo, a food, Shechayev Brocho Achoino, which requires him, he needs now to say Brocho Achoino, he needs to bench. Veshochach, and he forgot. Vehitel Maim, and he was being excused again. Venezkar, and he remembers, Koidim Shebo, Levorich Birkas Asher Yotza, before he said Asher Yotza, Eizem and Koidem, which one comes first? Right, basically the question we addressed yesterday. What comes first? Brocha Achoino or Asher Yotza? What comes first? Ve'eshiv, and he replies, the Asher Yotza Koidem. Asher Yotza comes first. You will first say Asher Yotza, and then you will say the Brocha Achoino. So again, the same scenario will be, if you're having a meal, and now you need to bench, but before benching you're going out, you're being excused before benching, the same halacha will apply. You're coming back now just before benching, you will say Asher Yotza. You won't bench and then say Asher Yotza. You will say Asher Yotza and then you will bench. And the reason is, Todir, Vishaino Todir, Todir Koidem. The brocha of Asher Yotza is Todir, is we say it many more times Asher Yotza than we bench. Therefore, Asher Yotza comes first. What happens if somebody tends to eat a lot? And his Brocha Achoino is more frequent than his Asher Yotza. What will happen then? Good question.
Is it Todir for general people?
Yeah, that's right. That's precisely the question. And the consensus of the Poskim is that Todir v'sheino Todir is not individual. Todir v'sheino Todir doesn't go with individuals. So even if a person That kind of person that he does more bracha achronis than his ashiyotzas, but nevertheless, it goes according to the general average people, and therefore ashiyotzah is going to be before. He's going to say he also will have to say ashiyotzah first. Says the Mishnah Berurah, very important halacha as well. Misha shoyis sam amishal, somebody who please excuse the expression, is diarrhea and he needs to go out a lot. Who needs to go a lot of time, he needs to go out a lot. He should only make broch ashayotza when his body is completely cleansed, then he doesn't have to go anymore. Some say that actually you will say every time. The minig is kesvor achrona. However, and these are important words, when somebody has dariach b'shil shel chazak, somebody who really constantly needs to go out, shemagish, that he feels shemayad, immediately yitztorich lefano shenis, as soon as he's been out, he feels that actually needs to go again, then also levorich, he won't be able to make a bracha. You can't make a bracha if you feel you need to go again. This will be even a problem with regards to learning Torah. An interesting question which we're going to be seeing in Mishnah Berurah shortly. We say al netilas yadayim in the morning. Yes, there is the approach that it's because of Berech Hadasha. Admittedly so. But there's another reason as well. What's the other reason why we make al netilas, the bracha al netilas yadayim? The other reason? That's right, the hands got dirty, and now we're about to daven, you need to wash your hands, and you're going to make a bracha. This understanding, what would that imply for washing hands before mencha or before ma'ariv? Absolutely. If a person is going out just before davening mencha, and his hands touched or got dirty, and now he's about to daven mincha, according to that understanding, or be the halacha, would you or would you not have to make a bracha? If it's berech hadasha, there's no berech hadasha before mincha. Sometimes we feel like we need a bit of a berech hadasha, but if it's berech hadasha, then, but if it's based on you touched. So you've just been out, you've just been excused, your hands got dirty, now you're just about to daven. So, it would make sense that you need to make Al Netilas Yadayim as well as Asher Yotza before davening Mencha. Sofik, what you're saying, Sofik, what the reason is. Seif Kotten Gimel in Mishnah Berurah. Lispal and Miat. After Kaim Elom B'Simen Reish Lamed Gimel. Delet Filas Mincha V'chen Le'arvis. Although we pass in Simen Reish Lamed Gimel Tfilas for Mincha and Ma'ariv, afilu eini yodeh l'shem lichluch, even if your hands were not dirty, tzorich litol yodov, you do need to wash hands before davening Mincha Ma'ariv, kol sheken, even more so k'she'osa tzrochov, he was being excused, mikol markoim, nevertheless, says the Chofetz Chaim, einoi mevoich al netilas yodayim, you will not make a bracha only Elo b'shachis, only by shachis. You will only make a bracha on the Netilas Yadayim by shachis. Whether it is, as you are suggesting, because it's a machlokes Rashi b'Rosh, or whether it is that even according to that opinion, there was a takana of saying only one bracha on the Netilas Yadayim per day, either way, the halacha is we only say one Netilas Yadayim in the morning. However, watch what the Chofetz Chaim says here. See what the Heilige Ar Tzachaim, which is the Malbim, Shekosav that writes, the das roiv ha-poiskim, that the opinion of the majority of the poiskim is, deim also tzrochov ligdoilim, if he was being excused, ve'ach roitze lispalel, and he now wants to daven, mevorech, he makes a broch al netilas yadayim of netilas yadayim. So imagine that somebody before mincha goes out to be excused, he washes his hands. Not only is he going to say Ashayotza, before Mincha, he's going to say Netilas Yadayim as well. That is what the Malbim paskens. Mikol Mokoy, nevertheless, Lechatchila, ideally, Ein Lozum Mipsaka Shulchanoch. We don't pasken like that, says Shulchanoch. We don't move away from the Psak and the Shulchan Aruch, V'ayim b'maaser av, but interestingly, he adds up over here some words. He says, Ayim b'sefer maaser av. See what the maaser av wrote, which is a collection of psakim of the Vilna Gaon. He doesn't say what the Gaon paskens, but the Gaon actually paskens, that there is room to make a brochum and tilas yodayim. The Mishneh Berurah himself says you don't. It's clear the Mishneh Berurah seems to be noted that you don't say al netilas yodayim, but there is reason to. I remember seeing in Eretz Yisrael an individual who considers himself he likes to do things. You know, these people who always like to do things a bit different, yeah. And then after explaining why, you know, those people. So I remember seeing a person who was washing his hands before was taken before mincha, and then he says al netilas yodayim and asher yotza before mincha. So this is where it's coming from. That there isn't Atzei Chaim or Paskens like that. Good question. What do you say first? Good question. What do you think? What would make more sense? I'm not sure. I don't remember. Probably. Yeah, maybe. Interesting. I don't know. Interesting one. I don't know.
Series of follows after hold this way. Do they not hold like we originally said that we have to have both together? What's
their? They Pasken the Ikel like the Rosh. They Pasken the Ikel like the Rosh. Which many Rishonim do, Yes, it will be. Yeah, it will be. Correct. Just before. No, that not. Yeah, that not. It's a combination of toilet and davening. Correct. Yeah, because it's still because it has to be more kumetunif. It has to be properly the hands. You must have washed your hands from proper dirt. Correct. Yeah. Yes.
You should always wash your hands.
Ashayotza. According to the Malbim, yes. Mishnah Berurah, however, seems to paskin that you don't. Yes. Oh, yeah. You have to do it twice.
Twice?
Yeah, because the netilas yodayim for food is not nothing directly got to do with the Rosh and the Rashba. Correct. Correct. Says the Shulchan Aruch, say beis hitel maim, somebody who passed water, veloy shiv shave, but he didn't get dirty at all, he didn't touch anything. Although he needs to say the Baruch Hashayotza, but his hands didn't get dirty. He does not need to wash his hands at all, really. Elo, only Mishum Nikias. This is really much more relevant to a later sermon that we are going to be learning, Selemir Tzashem, that he said that if you didn't touch, really the main reason why a person will need to wash his hands, if he didn't touch anything, is because of a concept called Hikoin. Hikoin is a concept of specifically preparing towards Tfilah. We have an obligation to wash our hands specifically for tefillah. This is called hikoin, loshen achronah, preparing ourselves for tefillah. So the person actually did go to be excused, but he didn't really touch anything. But the main reason why we'll need to wash his hands, the main reason is because of hikoin, preparing yourself for tefillah. Right. So it's interesting that ruach ra, we learned, why are you saying ruach ra? Very good. So this is the loshen of, it's a very interesting question you're saying. The answer of what you're asking is that really the halach of ruach ra is something hayoytzi mi beis hakiseh, the Gemara says, and the Mishneh Berurah. Hayoytzi mi beis hakiseh, somebody going out from beis hakiseh. Not necessarily anybody who's being excused is necessary, especially in times of the Shulchan, was not necessarily in the beis hakiseh. Somebody who's just being excused, let's say in the field, yeah, does not necessarily mean that it's a good
word. It's a different case almost. So it's not
correct. Okay. Yeah. And now Seif Gimel, Hitil 9. Somebody was excused. And he forgot, he didn't think from washing his hands. And he was being excused again. So you need to make a bracha based on him two times. Asher yotza. So Chanoch says, you forgot to say Asher yotza and you went out again. He said two Asher yotzas. Anybody saying two Asher yotzas? You go, basically, the case we mentioned earlier, being excused, forgot to wash hands, went out again, and now he needs to say to Asher Yotzas. Satz von Shulchan Aruch Paskens. However, the Mishneh Berurah doesn't like that. In Sif Kotten Vav, the Mishneh Berurah says, based upon Omin Kinemot Zinon Ilin Tefillah. Very similar to Tefillah, says the Mishneh Berurah. Shame to, if a person made a mistake, V'lo Yispal Shachis, and he didn't daven Shachis, the halacha is, Mispal Mincha Shtam, there is an option of Tashlim, you say two times Mincha. Someone who didn't daven Shachis, he's going to daven two times Mincha. Avol Habe Me'achoyenim, but many Achoyenim disagree. Chol Kimal Psaq Zeh, V'soivim, and these Achoyenim hold. And that's the consensus that we pass. The shiny tefillah. Tefillah is different. Shibmok and Korban, it's in the place of Korban. V'shaychboi tashlumen. There is a concept of tashlumen. You missed out something. You can make up. You can make up a lost shachis. You can make a lost shachis. Masha enken, however, as opposed to, Pasha yotza, she birkas hoidah. Hoidah is the key word. It's a bracha of thanking. Thanking. If you're thanking Hashem, it doesn't really, it's not like tefillah. Yoitze be'odo achas al harbe pa'omim. You thank the Hashem once, but it doesn't make sense to go over it many times. But tefillah, there is such a concept of you made up a tefillah, you lost a tefillah, you can make up for it now. However, when it comes to hoido, you can't say thanks twice. It doesn't make sense. K'misha ochal shtei pa'omim v'siach daitu bin time, shemoch pirkas hamozon achas al shtem. You can't bench twice. Imagine somebody forgot pirkas hamozon and you ate again. You don't say pirkas hamozon twice, because again, there's a concept of hoido. V'yesh lehokel besofik brochois, and you certainly, now it's certainly a sofik and sofik brochois lehokel. Melech atchila. Ideally, nochon lezor levorich techev ashayotza. Ideally, certainly, one should make ashayotza immediately after being excused. You go and say ashayotza straight away. Because maybe you'll have to be excused in 5 minutes again. So therefore, you always make ashayotza straight away. Whatever the reason is why you went to the toilet, you always say ashayotza immediately. Interesting, Shaila was asked. This is the psak of the Mishneh Berurah, so we don't say twice ashayotza, we only say once. Shulchan Aruch's psak is, you only say once. Interesting, Shaila was asked to Reb Shlomo Zalman. A Yid who was brought up in a non, he was not from background at all, and he never knew anything about ashayotza. He never knew anything about ashayotza. I actually just had a conversation with a Yid today. It's unbelievable, Yid. Was brought up in Eretz Yisrael. I couldn't believe it. A person who was brought up in Eretz Yisrael. And he told me that the first time that he had a conversation with a Shoyim Torah Mitzvahs, with the person who first made a conversation with a Shoyim Torah Mitzvahs, was when he went to the army. He went to the Hezder army, and he was a full Yid. That was the first time he actually spoke to an unbelievable, as an 18-year-old, a 17-year-old, I don't know how old. Unbelievable. Somebody brought up in Israel. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So.
Why is it unbelievable?
It's very sad.
Why is he brought up in the kibbutz?
Yeah. It's very sad. It's very sad. Somebody can live so near. For me, it's very, very sad. It's very sad. I wonder if this could happen in outside Israel as well sometimes. I wonder. Yeah. It's very, very sad. Yeah. It's very sad. So the question was somebody who didn't know anything about Ashayotza. He knew nothing about Ashayotza. And it suddenly found out that yes, and he heard about Bruch Ashayotza. So for years and years and years, he knows Ashayotza. So it was his father, Shayit, who doesn't pass can say like the Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah here said that the Shulchan Aruch is very clear. The opinion of Shulchan Aruch, the psak of the Sfadim, many Sfadim is, you say twice Ashayotza if you forgot to say once. Does this Yid need to say now, make a cheshbon? She spent a week of holidays saying Ashayotza, 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 Ashayotza. So according to Shibur, it's not a question. But according to Shulchan Aruch, what do you think of Oisai? Remembering. Yeah? What do you think?
Didn't we say before that the time period of saying Hashiyotza is once you need to go again?
You're right. That's a very good point. Well, you say that it would make sense to say it after, but yes, it's true. It's a good point. It's a good point. Does everybody agree to that? Yeah, what do you think? Yeah? You can only say it twice. You can't say no more than that.
You can't
say the marriage with Shachar. It's very interesting. Nice svara. Any other svaras? Yeah? Reb Shlomo Zalman says a beautiful svara. I think it's a mamash a beautiful song, and we'll finish off with that. So Milman says, it doesn't make sense to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. Remember, Asher Yotzeh is a, as we just said, Mishnah Berurah now says, it's a thanking. But thank the Baruch Hashem, we're not aware of all the, our bodies, it's quiet, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's just unbelievable, it's mamash a nes, every time we go out, it's mamash a nes. It's just unbelievable. It's mamash unbelievable. She said that, it's a big story, we thank the Ribbono Shel Olam that everything went, everything is going, everything that we're healthy. And Shlomo said, it doesn't make sense to say the Baruch of Hoidot, to that. We can thank for going out once, because we feel we've got some cash, some connection to that. We feel, oh, Baruch Hashem, went out, my body's functioning, Baruch Hashem, it's fine. Maybe it makes sense to think about the earlier time you went before that as well. You can still think about that. But nobody's genuinely going to be, honestly, going to be grateful to Hashem to something that happened yesterday, 2 weeks ago, a year ago, 5 years ago. It's not genuine. It's not genuine. You're not going to feel it anymore. It may be in your brain, but it's not an emotion. It's not an emotion. So there's no point of thanking Hashem without emotion. There's no point thanking Hashem without emotion. If you're just saying it because it's a counting up, it's no point. If you thank Hashem, you have to do it with your feeling. And therefore, Reb Shlomo Zalman passed on to that individual who really had, make a cheshbon, how many thousands of Asher Yotzeh should have said. He says, no point. Maybe say it once, maybe say it twice. So before that, you're not going to feel the gratitude to Ribbono Shel Olam. Don't say more Asher Yotzeh than that.